Hello and welcome to the historic 100th episode of The Talking Show on K-Chung Radio. Hear that applause, Nicholas?
Yep, that's a well-earned applause, Steve.
That's right. They're clapping for us.
They are. We've made it through 100 episodes.
It's a
100.
Another well-deserved
100
victory lap past another major milestone for The Talking Show on K-Chung Radio.
Yeah, and with every 100 episodes, it just gets more and more exciting here.
Yeah,
at The Talking Show.
Yeah, exactly. Who would have thought all those 2 years ago that we would have made it to episode 100?
I'll tell you, Steve, who would have thought? Nobody. Nobody thought we could do it, and we did.
I know. It seems crazy.
Yeah. It's like that Subway Challenge guy, you know? He lost all that weight going to Subway.
That's right. And the amazing part is we are not even done scratching the surface of talking.
Yeah. Hold your applause until episode 1000.
That's right, Nicholas. You. Not you, Nicholas. No. You.
Me?
An audience member who maybe does not know any better would think that we would have surely done all the talking that there is to be done.
No.
In 100 episodes. But no.
Nope.
I think we're just getting warm. I think there's plenty of talking out there that we haven't even thought about yet.
Yeah. No, I agree, Steve. People have been talking for a long time, and it's not showing any signs of stopping. But I think there's really only one person that can capture the true excitement that we're feeling tonight, that can really get to the essence of it, and that's longtime Talking Show friend Steve Ballmer of Microsoft Incorporated. What do you have to say, Steve? Yeah. Thanks for that, Steve. Thanks a lot. Woohoo. Okay, well, let's move on to tonight's episode. That's enough celebrating for one evening. So back to you, Steve Cato.
That's right. And so today we have a really special guest. We have a close personal friend, an interesting arts professional.
Ooh.
And someone who doesn't live in Los Angeles, actually, someone from far away.
Oh, dear.
In Portland, Oregon.
Oh, dear.
Our guest today is Robert Snowden.
The WikiLeaks guy?
That's right. That's right, Nicholas. No relation to the other Snowden in the news.
Oh.
And Robert Snowden, Bob, is the curator at Yale Union,
ooh,
which is a sort of non-collecting Kunsthalle in Portland.
Ooh, oh, really?
And he's here with us in the studio to share some of his own very personal talking with us. He's a very gifted talker. So,
well, we love those.
Right, right. Which serves him well in his job as a curator, I'm sure. And so let's see what Bob has in store for us today.
Big talker.
Ladies and gentlemen,
big
Robert Snowden.
What are these for? Do we talk into these?
No, they're just up. They'll pick us up. They'll pick us up. It's great.
I don't pick it up?
Nope. You just stay where you're at, be cool, and it'll pick up everything you say. Okay. All the nuances that are you.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I don't trust it. I really don't trust it. I'd like to have something on me.
Oh, one of the things where they pin them
on
you?
One of those things, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't trust those either. Yeah. I'm always screaming. I swear to God, I go on these shows, you know, like a TV show, an interview show, and you know, they got microphones coming down all over, and they put something on me, and still, I don't know I'm talking to people at home. I think I'm talking just to the people in the audience, you know? So I'm screaming my answers all the time. It's ridiculous.
Do you know, I get criticized on our show for yelling a lot, for like talk yelling.
Well, you
Does
scream.
It bother you? Is that something you notice?
You're yelling?
But you know, like when I get like all caught up, I raise my voice.
No.
It's nothing that bothers you or...
No, everybody yells. What do you mean?
No, but they say I... Like the criticism, you know.
This is no good. I gotta get clear. Oh, that's good.
No, you can't. I'm telling you.
I can't. They don't hear me.
I can hear you. You look like an idiot. Huh? You look like an idiot. We do the whole thing like this. You do the whole thing
like this.
Yes,
Jeff, I agree.
Now, by the way...
Perhaps. That's true. Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
I feel like we're on a panel, like some judicial panel, you know. But I imagine in the 40s or something, old radio, you had to be like this.
Yeah, well, the congressional hearings, they lean in like that. Yeah.
Have you ever fantasized about being in a congressional hearing and leaning forward and saying... I declined to answer that.
I think everybody has that fantasy.
I know I have. I totally have.
Yeah. By the way, you were talking about cameras.
Yeah.
And do you know that I've never owned a camera in my life? I've never taken a picture.
I know that. No, this is true. I freaked out about it.
I have no record of my life. My father didn't own a camera. Any picture that I have is just luck, you know? What are you doing?
Taking your picture. Here, just look at me one. He's used it. I take pictures all the time on the set. I've always got a camera.
What do people do with all these pictures that they're taking? I don't understand.
I burn them.
Huh? What is that? I think it's just...
Only you know. Would have a theory of, A, I've never taken a picture.
Yeah.
Never taken a picture.
No, never
think
taken
about
a picture.
That.
Yeah.
Even, and then number two, what do people do with all these pictures?
Well, I don't know. What do they do with them?
Well, there's
how
different...
much can you look at? What are you looking at? What is there to see?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yes. I was fishing that day. Big shit. Big shit. Look at us fishing. Who gives a fuck?
Yes, I was fishing that day. All right. Well. I hope that what I do is not snapshots. Because I've gotten some shots of you that hopefully will be in a book someday that are amazing. Amazing. There's one.
Amazing in what sense?
Oh, all right. I have one where I'm trying to remember what episode it was. It was. We were in New York, and I said to you, you're not going to remember this, but I said to you, we were at the table.
Maybe I will.
I will be shocked.
Let's see.
You don't remember shit. I'll be shocked.
I only remember the bad things, yeah.
Oh, do you ever?
I can remember every insult from the time I was 3 years old. Every single one, yeah. Everyone.
I know. You probably don't remember much of what I say to you, because it's generally very nice.
Oh, well, that's sweet. But go ahead. Let's see it.
So, we were eating lunch. You were sitting across from me, and I didn't tell you why. I go, do me a favor, just sit like this. And you did, and I took a picture, and what happened was his body double, who was dressed just like him and looked like you, was a good 50 yards behind you up in these stands, sitting like this. And you're sitting like this, and I have, you know, you're in focus, and he's blurry, but it looks like there's two of you. It's amazing. It's one of my favorite. It's maybe the best picture I've ever taken. And all I did was just had to do this. It was great. And I shot it with a Leica M3 on film. for anyone who gives a shit.
I don't know what that means.
I know you don't know what that means.
But body double?
Not even like a guy supposed to look like you. What was the thing that, you know, not like the, yeah, for a sex scene. No, for a stunt. First, was it a stunt?
For
that he was
a stunt.
There? He didn't seem like a stunt
man. What do you mean a body double?
I don't remember.
Why do I need a body double?
I remember the circumstance.
It must have been a stunt.
He wasn't a stunt man. I'm telling you, he wasn't a stunt man. He was just not a stunt man. We've had stuntmen for you before. I remember when they're stuntmen.
I've never heard this term before applying to me. A body double, yeah.
Well, like the guy looked like you and he was dressed. He wasn't just a guy hanging out.
Oh, a bald guy with glasses?
Bald guy with glasses. Yeah, no, but he looked so much like you, especially from a distance. Oh, my God.
Let me ask you this question.
And I will answer it. Go ahead.
Please answer this question, please.
Yeah.
Somebody comes up to you, they meet you online in a movie or on the street or whatever, and, you know. And they go, oh my God, you look so much better in person than you do on TV. Is that a compliment?
As someone who receives that statement constantly, no, it is not.
Yeah.
No, it is not. Just be happy to see me. Don't tell me whether I look better one or the other.
I know. You know, somebody said that to me the other day. I said, do you think that's a compliment? You tell me I look like shit on TV? Well, why does that make me feel good? By the way, not that many people see me in life. Millions are watching on TV. I'd rather look better on TV.
Yeah, people come up and say the weirdest shit, you know. Have people come up to you ever? I mean, I've gotten this one before. I don't like your show. And I immediately I go, well, you know what? I don't remember asking you. Oh, my God.
I generally don't get it that directly. What I will get is, my husband loves your show.
Yeah. I said that once to Michael Feinstein. I said, my mom loves you.
Yeah.
And immediately I felt bad because the insinuation was
because
there.
Because the implication is there, right.
Yeah. The implication that I should be saying, not insinuation.
Yes.
What's insinuation? I'm insinuating something. What is it? Same thing or no?
It's close.
By the way, this is something I always ask you that. I'm very vulnerable when it comes to using correct English. And because remember nebulous and whatchamacallit we were discussing one time, which was obtuse. Obtuse and nebulous. Do you know, by the way, besides him not taking pictures, he and I have made 100 bets over the years. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you, I've never won one of them. Never. Anything. Not one. And it's fucked up. And I pay him. And he has so much more money than me. And I pay him. I don't think twice. I pay.
Well, of course you pay.
Yeah. And I'm also, I'm a big go out to lunch with you guy who will pay and legitimately offer to pay. And I see the other all the time. The fake,
this move, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so slow, that move.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's okay.
And you're happy, too. You're happy, huh? Who wouldn't be? I'm always happy to treat. Not you. I'm just saying my friends and stuff.
Honestly, I'm not always happy.
Really?
Well, why should I be so happy? What's so pleasing about it? What is so delightful about paying for 12 people? I don't get it.
Well,
why does that thrill me with joy?
I don't know that it would thrill you with joy, but you don't feel it. You can admit financially you're in an area where you don't feel that.
No, I don't feel it, okay? Yeah. I don't feel it, but what am I paying for all these people for?
You're right. You know, what do you want from me? You're totally right. Fuck.
Now.
What?
Musical instruments?
Oh, yeah. Would you give an opinion? Because you've sat next to me with the saxophone.
Right.
And you, are you still playing the piano?
No, I'm not. No.
Because you were taking lessons. I was very impressed with that.
I took piano lessons from 9 to 12.
Right. That's not the era I'm talking about. You took it later
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I took it from 9 to 12. And then I took it from 27 to 29.
Again, not the era I'm talking about.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
You were taking piano lessons a few years ago, 3-4 years ago.
Oh, yes, I did it again. That's yeah. right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck yeah, is if I'm yeah. remembering? Didn't you yeah. take piano lessons at 29?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did. I took it a few years ago.
You did?
Yeah, but I can't play one song. I cannot
so
play one song.
So you stopped playing?
Yeah.
So what is your opinion with me and instruments?
First of all,
yeah.
I was tickled. Tickled that you were trying to play the saxophone.
And the key word you're saying there is trying, because I wasn't
yes.
very good.
He was awful.
I really was.
No, you're awful.
I know.
Awful.
It was terrible.
But it didn't, you know what? It should have, anybody else, any other next door neighbor doing that would have driven me mad. But I didn't mind it coming from you. You know,
that's very kind of you.
I thought it was, look at this guy sitting in his trailer trying to play the saxophone.
I was! Because we have a lot of time in our trailers, you
yeah.
know. And I did say to you, please, if you're napping or want to nap, you know.
You did say
I'm
that.
I'm a considerate young
right.
man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so. But what are your thoughts? Do you think I should continue that? Go to piano?
No, don't give up the sax. Yes.
All right, so sax is it's going to my local music store, and
right.
it'll be on, what do they call it? Consignment, right? Yeah, consignment. Someone else will get the joy.
Do you think you have any musical talent?
I don't have a fucking clue.
So,
like, I knew
you
from
would
the time...
You would know if you had any talent.
Like,
you said you've tried guitar, right?
Yes.
You would have known...
I even played fake guitar in a movie.
Okay, you would have known if you had some talent for the guitar. It doesn't take long to discover that you have something, okay?
I have nothing.
You've played piano. Did you have any talent for that?
Yeah, some.
How do you know?
I don't know. I don't know.
So why do you
the
think...
The way I knew when I was, like, 4 or 5 that I was funny... I don't know that musically.
Okay.
I don't have that same vibe.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
You would have had the vibe if you were any good. You would have. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have it.
Okay. So you're saying...
I don't have it. I can't... Honestly.
Yeah.
I have no talent. There's nothing I can do other than write those stupid little scripts. That's it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, that's it. Who
that's
understands
it.
Better than me?
Yeah, I can't do anything.
So you think I'd be a happier person if I just threw the music thing out the window and enjoyed playing albums the way I do?
Well...
I can play albums, can't I?
No, hold it. I didn't have talent for the piano.
Yeah.
But as long as nobody's listening to you,
yeah.
it's fine to do it.
Okay, so the piano's okay if no one can hear me.
If it's private, yeah.
I can do private piano.
Yeah.
I would never want to play publicly anyhow. That would be, that's too show-off.
I'm not even talking publicly. I'm talking about, like...
Your wife and kids, yeah.
I'm not talking about public on the street. Yeah.
Well, what I'll do is I'll keep piano going. I just started taking lessons about a week ago. And I'll keep piano... I used to take as a kid. I'll keep piano going, and the minute that someone's bothered by it, I'll stop.
Okay, that's a deal.
But what's... We actually have this exact conversation. That was every day. Yeah, don't do that. Don't play that. I won't do it. By the way, a nice room for stand-up. Would you like to do stand-up here?
If I had an act, yeah. It seems like it would be good, yeah. I don't have an act.
Now, but because it takes time to put
yeah.
it together.
Yeah, I've been trying to write some material.
And?
Well, I have it in notebooks. But the idea of kind of putting the whole thing together and coming out... How you doing? It fills me with dread. Yeah.
But you don't have to ask them how they're doing.
No, I was just... Yeah.
Did you ever ask them back
no,
in the day how
never,
you're doing?
Never,
you never asked
never.
An audience
That's
how you're doing.
That's one of the reasons why I was so bad at it.
Because you never cared how they were doing?
I couldn't come out and do the things that comedians do to get the audience on my side, you know. Like most comedians would come out and they would go, hey everybody. Hey everybody, how you doing? Hey, how are you? Come on, you good, everybody.
If you ever did that back then, just yeah, like that, yeah. thinking back, yeah. I would have been on the floor.
Everybody did it. They'd come out. Hey, how you doing? I wasn't interested how they were doing. I'm sure they were doing fine, the way everybody's doing.
I mean, they're in a nightclub.
Yeah, they must be doing okay.
They're doing okay. They paid to get in.
Yeah.
They're there to see the show. I always hate, are you ready for more?
Yeah.
The MCs, you know, are you ready for your next act? No, we're, you know, give me 5 minutes. Let me just get my bearings. And let me see if I really want to be here tonight. Because I'm not sure, and the next act may ruin that all for me. And
I lacked comedic social graces. Shocking, I know.
I think that as a person, being a close friend of yours, that you have great personal social graces in terms of your... Is that from golf, or what's going on?
No, first of all, they're only seeing one side of me. So I
thought... All right, just stay there, stay there. Pretend, don't pretend. No, no, stay there, go ahead, don't worry about it.
You know what we should do?
What's it?
We should switch seats.
Do you really want to? I'll be happy to.
It would be so great to be able to do it, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. Can you play anything?
No.
I can tell by the way you said that there's something you can play. You don't have to. I wouldn't do that to you.
No.
But there is something you can play.
There was a time when I was able to do a couple of things.
And tell me what those were.
I played maybe 12 bars from a Chopin waltz.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I played a very easy version. This is from when I was 12.
Okay.
Of Rhapsody in Blue, but only like a couple of the opening uh-huh. chords. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Those two.
You a big Gershwin fan? You like Gershwin?
I do. I do like Gershwin.
Do you ever at home put on Gershwin and just sit down and relax?
I never put anything on at all.
I know that was a setup question because I know that flat out.
Yeah.
When was the last time you put on music and just listened to it?
Oh.
You can't remember, can you?
No, I have no idea.
I remember laughing really, really hard in our
show.
But
by the way, how do you sit and listen to it? Is this what you're proposing? That I put music on.
All right, just go mime it.
Okay,
mime
I put
it.
Music on.
No, mime
it. Okay, I'm going to mime it. I'm putting the music on.
Wait, hold on a second. And this is what, come back here. Come back here. Here's what doesn't work about audio. Because if they can only see what an idiot you look like.
Putting it on.
What are you, 100?
Is that how you put it on?
That's not how you put it, you just put it in. You just stand with your regular posture. What's it like?
It's usually very low.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Right, yeah. I put it on. Okay, and now I'm sitting down on my couch.
Yeah.
And the music's on. And what am I supposed to be doing?
Nothing, just enjoying the music.
Oh,
just...
my God.
Really? You can't do that?
Oh, I'd be shaking, yeah. I'd be going, okay, come on, hurry up, get through the song.
Get through the song?
Yeah, get to the next one, finish this up, and let me do something I like. Yeah.
All right, what would you be doing that you like? The song's over, album's over. Boom, it only lasted 3 minutes, the whole CD or album. What would you do that you like? What do you like to do?
I like to do crossword puzzles.
Now, why couldn't you do a crossword puzzle while Gershwin's playing?
Because I'd be too distracted. I'd be going, da 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 da.
So you'd be enjoying the music.
Yeah, but not enough that it's giving me... I'm enjoying it as a distraction. It's just a distraction.
So you'd be distracted from
it. I'd be distracted from it. Yeah.
So I know you do love crossword puzzles. What else? Name something else.
That I like?
Yeah.
I like to read.
Okay. Can you read with classical music playing?
No. No.
So
it has to be utter silence.
Utter silence. Right. But you do like to read. I know that.
I can't read if I hear a neighbor. I can't read.
What would your neighbor be saying?
The worst thing in the world for me is hearing music from a neighbor. Oh my God. I want to kill him. Kill him. That's the worst thing in the world.
Even if it's Gershwin.
It doesn't matter what it is. If it's Gershwin, I'll hate Gershwin immediately. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yes. That is so.
How often have you had that?
I can't think of
any. When was the last time that happened?
It happens from time to time. You know, I moved into this house, and you never know what you're moving into because...
Yeah, your neighbors are reasonably close.
Yes,
yeah,
but yeah. You don't know who's in that house.
No, you don't. Yeah.
You don't know...
Have you been since disappointed?
I've got kids on both sides.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I hear the kids...
Wait, you have kids, too.
But they're mine. You know, these are someone else's kids. Hey, swimming!
Kids would just randomly yell what they're doing and what they're about to do. They'll just go, oh, swimming, running, bicycle.
Anyway, I don't like...
You look like a bunch of retarded kids.
Yeah, it's just... I don't like hearing other humans, you know what I mean?
Other humans.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if they're kids or adults. Mm. And especially... what's going on in their house, which is the music that they're playing.
Right.
And I don't understand, really, how people can do that knowing they have neighbors.
Listening to music.
Yes, knowing you have a neighbor who can hear that.
But wait, I mean, are they turning it up really loud, or is it just normal volume?
That I don't know.
Well, I mean, you should have an idea of like, oh, that's rude, that's really loud, or, oh, I can hear that sucks.
Both. I hear it both ways. Yeah.
Well, one of them, they're entitled to listen to music.
No. No.
They're not.
No, not when you live that close to somebody. No.
They don't live right on top of you. It's not like you're in a tenement in Brooklyn.
If you're in a summer camp in the bunk, okay?
Yes, if I'm in the bunk
in the
summer camp.
You're in the bunk in the summer camp.
Yes, I'm going with it.
And you got your transistor radio.
Yeah, I got my transistor radio and I'm picking up a ball game from across the river. Go ahead. What are you talking about?
Are you turning it up really high so everybody can hear it? Are you turning it?
If it's a ball game, everybody's interested.
Or you got an earplug in.
I got the earplug, generally.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Let them put earplugs in.
In their home?
Yeah, in their home, yeah.
So basically, you want your neighbors to walk around with a transistor radio with an earplug.
Yes, like they're in a bunk. Yeah.
To hear what's going on like they're in a bunk. You would like something else you enjoy. I just like hearing things you enjoy. I know you like reading, crossword puzzles. What else?
Baseball. I like to watch baseball.
Yes.
Football.
So now when you're watching these games, do you have headphones on or could your neighbors hear the games?
No, neighbors can't hear the game. I'll tell you what else I enjoy. And I got this from you when we were in New York last year. I went to his apartment.
Yeah.
And he was watching an old movie with Edward G. Robinson, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, Scarlet Street.
Scarlet Street, yeah. And I went, hey, this is good. What is this? What station is this? And you told me it was Turner Classic Movies. Classic Movies. And I didn't even know about it. And I've been watching that for the last year. I love that. Love it. Yeah.
We're going to play a fun game with the audience right now.
Okay.
I want you, just raise your hand, I'll call on you. Just say something that you think Larry should know. Something, because it never fails to surprise me. What's that? Most recently, Yahoo. He wanted to know what this Yahoo was, because we're doing fantasy football. Anyway, what is this Yahoo? So if someone could just mention something in today, he knows what a computer is, sir. If you're going to, you know, please, what is that?
I don't like this game.
He doesn't like this game. Game over, turn the lights back on. I only want him to be comfortable. He's nice. A computer. How did you get a front row seat? What's that?
Real Housewives.
Well, that's just a dumb show.
No, I've heard of that show.
You've heard of that show?
I've heard of it.
You've not watched it?
No.
Have you ever turned on the show and were surprised that you liked it? Where you went, oh, this is good. Besides classic movies.
I'm sure it's possible, sure. Yeah.
But you can't think of an example of oh, that's pretty good, that show.
Sometimes my kids will watch a show,
mm-hmm.
and I'll sit down, just to spend some time with them.
I know that you watched, I don't know if you still watch it, but you watched for years American Idol.
Right, yeah.
Are you still watching American Idol?
I watched it last season.
Okay, because the joy of you watching American Idol and being gripped into it makes me
kids, so... My kids watch this show from Canada about a high school.
Oh, I love Degrassi.
Degrassi, yeah.
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 Have you watched Degrassi?
I watched Degrassi with the kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, Steve Agee, cannot get enough of Degrassi.
Fabulous show, Degrassi.
Yeah, okay. He says
By the way,
is.
Can I tell you this?
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Yeah, of course.
Any high school thing I love.
Right.
Any high school stuff.
My dad used to watch Saved by the Bell. Did you ever watch Saved by the Bell?
No, I didn't like that. High school movies.
Uh-huh.
I love high school movies.
Really?
Yeah. Like, what was that Tina Fey high school movie?
Oh, Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
Really good.
Anything like that. I love that stuff. Yeah.
If you came across that young... What's that actress's name who's got problems? Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
So, you have you ever crossed paths with Lindsay Lohan? Has she tried to date you or anything like that? No, that's so possible, because I've been with you and women throw themselves at you.
That's ridiculous. Why
no, it's not. It's not. No, but not, look, not every one of them do, but I've seen it happen. All right. I just got him to do a spit take for those of you listening. Can I tell you something? No kidding around. That is a new comedic invention, the delayed spit take. I have never seen that. I have never, and that was legit.
I'm going to tell you what. He's got one move that he does. You know, we all have moves. He's got one move that kills me all the time. And his move is, he does this thing. That slays me, that move.
I wasn't even aware of that. That's cool. I remember Shakira. I work with... Do you know who Shakira is?
No.
Okay. She's, I believe, from Colombia, maybe Brazil. Where's she from?
Oh, wait. She's a singer.
Yeah. She was on... what's the name of that show I'm on? Wizards of Waverly Place, yeah. She was on there and she was playing me. But she had seen every episode of Curb.
Yes, didn't you tell me that?
I told you that. And she
that's how I know.
She was imitating me, doing she knew my moves, which was funny to me. She had a great ass. It was ridiculous. No, it was wrong. It was a big bowl of wrong. It was just so... It was fantastic. It was stuff that dreams are made of.
You know what? You know what I've learned about myself that I didn't know, like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago?
What?
And it's, obviously it's been going on my whole life. I have no ass. I don't have an ass.
Same thing, my friend. You think it's a Jew thing, maybe?
I don't understand it. I mean, is it, first, when somebody said it to me once, I thought it was a good thing, you know? Oh, I don't
but
have an
ass.
But
you've got enough, by the way.
This is good.
You have enough. Not that I've sat and stared at your ass for too long. For a short time, I will. No, your ass is normal.
Well, thank you very much.
It's a normal ass. My ass is normal. It's a normal ass. There are people you see who truly have no ass, and it's kind of weird. It's almost like they're walking with like a pelvis forward. And there's like a, you don't have that. I've been around you in your underwear. You're fine.
Okay.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, I'm not worried.
No, don't even think about it. It's never... So when did you, like, recently you've started thinking about this, or no?
No. You brought it up. I didn't bring up ass.
You brought it up.
You said ass.
Oh, I said she has a great ass.
Yeah,
oh, that,
so you
that
said the word ass, and that it triggered that. We're having a conversation.
Yeah, but when I think of a...
And when you say something, I try and say something. That's the way you've been interacting.
Yeah, but if you were
works.
Telling me about something...
I'm interacting, yeah.
If you were telling me about someone who had a really fantastic ass, I wouldn't immediately go to my own ass.
Well, you said the word ass. You reminded me of my own ass.
All right.
If you were talking about glasses, I would say, oh, yeah, boy, I got a pair of glasses, you know.
Okay. But what's that word, that narcissistic? That you take everything and sort of make it yourself.
Oh, now you're saying I take everything. Yeah.
No, you don't take it. I just said that is referred yes. to. You actually said...
What is this?
That's just a bonus recorder. It's recording this, too. Okay. There's a recording up there, these okay. things. I just thought...
Okay.
By the way, remember you said you didn't trust?
Yeah.
That's what this is. I've had too many things happen.
I still wish it was a little closer. I still feel like I'm expending too much effort. I just want to be one of those guys who just kind of sits and talks like this. You know?
But you can with that.
No, not really. Listen, you can't really.
No, you are. Say something.
No, here's my ideal way of talking.
Okay.
Ask me a question.
What did you think of the puppet show?
Well, you know what, in terms of puppet... See, that's how I'd like to talk, but...
But you could, but no, you sound like an idiot. No, ask me a question. Ask me a question, and I'm going to do your version of how you'd like to talk, okay? You go ahead and ask me a question. Ask me any question, and I'll do it. And they'll be able to hear it, and it'll work, but it just sounds crazy. Go ahead.
Who takes your shirts in for cleaning?
Well, I got to tell you, I've got two people. I've got Tony. He picks it up about 7 a.m. He picks up a stack of shirts and he brings them over to the shirt.
Yeah.
You could do that if you wanted to, but
no,
you'd be sounding strange.
I don't think...
Glenn Close and Madonna with their English accent. It's sort of you doing this sort of laid-back, tea-drinking broadcaster.
What?
I got to tell you something. We're going to go next Tuesday to...
What did you say about Glenn Close and Madonna? What was that?
Over the years, they've been known to have an English accent, even though they're both not English. Have you never heard them do that before? It's great. I mean, it's great because you can make fun of it. Madonna, long before she even lived in England, this was a festival of something she started doing. Have you ever heard Madonna's music? No, I love asking him these things because he's totally... I mean, think about that. He's never taken a picture. Do you know anyone? I do. I know. If someone is there, do you know someone who hasn't taken a picture? I do. Is he living in a cave? No, he's a very intelligent man. He's out all the time. He's never taken a picture.
You know what I put a lot of thought into tonight?
What's it?
Socks? My socks. Yeah. Because I knew I was going to be sitting like this and my socks were going to be visible.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened up the sock drawer before I picked out a pair of socks. And I thought, I'm going to go with the grays tonight. I think they're going to work.
They do.
Yeah. This is a fabulous sock. This particular sock.
Who makes that sock?
I don't know, but I love the length. I love the color. I wish every sock I have, I love the thickness. I wish everyone could be exactly like this.
Now, did you buy those socks or did someone buy them for you? By the way, it's possible someone bought it for you. What?
I did not buy them. They were bought for me.
So, wouldn't you be curious to ask whoever bought... Where did you get those? Those are great socks. What if the next pair you pull out are not so good?
My assistant got them on the internet.
Socks.com? Where did she get your socks?
I don't know.
It's not even worth asking her? Because I'm going to ask her tomorrow. Where did you get Larry's socks?
Ask her.
And she'll tell me.
Yeah.
What have you found out there, JCPenney's socks of the day?
What do you mean? What would be wrong with that?
No, just the fact JCPenney's socks of the day. Not that JCPenney would be low quality.
Not this, even a, this a knock on JCPenney?
On many levels, yes.
I don't think I've ever been in JCPenney in my life.
In your life, either?
Yeah, I don't think so.
So the idea of you walking into JCPenney, taking a picture, and leaving, that's never happened.
You know what else I haven't done?
Oh, this is going to be good. Go ahead.
I've never put money in a jukebox.
What's fantastic about that is that A, that you took note of that.
Yeah.
B, that you were around a jukebox and you said either, not me, or you didn't have change every time you're near a jukebox.
It just seemed like a total waste of a quarter.
Because what would be happening?
Because the song would come on and it would be over before you knew it.
So what if the song... what if the song repeated over and over and over again? The same song for a quarter. Would that be distracting?
To tell you the truth, it always puzzled me why people did that.
Put money in jukeboxes?
Yeah, always puzzled me, yeah.
Would you like to ask somebody who's put money in jukeboxes before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why? Why would you do it?
Because I like listening to a song, and before you know it, the song's over. I do. I just love that feeling, that fleeting few moments of enjoyment, and then it's out the window, man. And it's just small talk about the egg salad. You know, like the ones at the table.
Oh, that's funny. I'm laughing a lot. I'm getting dizzy.
I'll slow it down. Sorry. All right, let me ask you something, because I love the way you dress. It's very comfortable.
Thank you very much.
Do you remember, when was the last time you remember, wearing something and being very uncomfortable?
That's a great question.
I know questions that you like. That's a good one. Go ahead.
That's a fantastic question.
Okay, go ahead. He's not being sarcastic. He's going to think about it when...
I know...
Was it wool or something, or...?
I can remember the shirt.
You remember a shirt? Go ahead.
I remember the shirt.
Too small?
I was in New York. I didn't have, I just packed a suitcase. The mixing and matching wasn't working, It didn't work.
Oh, yeah. So you wore something that you thought you looked stupid in.
No, as it wasn't, opposed to I, not I wasn't, being... I wasn't comfortable in it.
The fabric.
I didn't like the shirt. Yeah.
And you packed it?
I screwed up.
Who packs a shirt they don't like?
I used to like it, and it's worn out its welcome. Yeah.
Hold on. On the plane trip... Whatever happened on the plane made you go, yeah. Oh, fuck, I brought that shirt. Yeah. I don't like it anymore.
Yeah, because I remember it used to be one of my favorites. I remember wearing it, on television a couple of times. And now I don't like it anymore. It happens. What are you going to do? I didn't know.
But it was that quick that the change took place.
Yes, it was that fast.
And then what did you do with the shirt? Did you pack it and take it back? Or did you give it away? Did you toss it? What did you do?
I'm sure I still have it. I didn't toss it.
I bet you do still have it.
You know what? It takes years. Even when you know you're never going to wear something again, it takes years before you can actually part with it. I find
I just give it away. I actually, at my shows, I give away stuff.
Do you?
Yeah, I give away clothes, computers, DVDs. I give away everything that I have.
Really?
Because I have too much shit. Too much.
Yeah.
So I just give it away. It makes me feel so good. It's like losing weight. It just feels good to be unencumbered and prune. So you never prune your stuff?
No, I do. I do. I don't give it to an audience.
No, but I'm saying, what would you do with it? What would you prune and where would you put it? Who would you give it to?
I'd give it to my housekeeper.
a shirt you no longer like. Like, what, that, like that particular shirt, what are you hanging on to it for? Why would you not give that to your housekeeper?
You know what?
Yeah?
I'm going to reevaluate that shirt tomorrow based on this conversation. And I just might do that. The problem is, and honestly, let's not talk about this. Let's keep this in this room. I have a housekeeper who comes on Wednesday, and I have another housekeeper who comes on Friday. Uh-huh. And they both have sons who are sort of my size. Mm-hmm. And I don't want them knowing that I gave one something and not the other one. And it's a huge problem. So a lot of times I'll just wind up not giving anything. You know?
So that's why you're keeping shirts you don't like.
Yes, yes.
And do you walk in your closet, see the shirt you don't like, and it upsets you? Or do you just ignore it and you go to what you like?
I ignore it. I move on.
You don't pay attention at all?
No, no. I just know I'm never going to wear that for the rest of my life. You know?
I stopped giving you gifts because I'll ask you years later, did you ever use that or where is that? And you have no idea. Everything I've ever given you, where is that? I don't know.
By the way, the phony gift response.
Hold on a second.
Hold on, no. This is
phony gift response.
Hold on, no. Okay. This is a different subject.
Okay.
The phony gift response that people have to go through every single day. You know, not somebody doesn't go through it every day, but everybody goes through it all the time. That, look what you got me. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that's great. You know, it's so stupid, you know. Why can't we just go, you tried. Thank you for trying. I'm sorry. I don't like it. I'm sorry. That's what I love about the show. That's what I love about doing the show.
Because you get to do those
things.
I get
to do those things. And I cannot tell you. I can't even describe to you the pleasure. The pleasure that gives me to just have a moment of honesty in my life, albeit fictional, okay? There's nothing that feels better to me than a moment like that on the show, where I could be honest with somebody. No, I'm just saying.
I know you're just saying. Yeah. So you basically, when I give you shit or we spend time, you're just being full of shit the whole time? Or what's going on?
No, I mean, sometimes I could like it. I'm just saying
But not even gifts, just like moment of honesty. So are you not honest off camera?
No, I'm talking about gifts in particular.
Though. But there are other circumstances.
There are many other circumstances. They're all full of shit all the time. What are you talking about? What are you saying? Everybody's full of shit all the time. Can't be helped. You have to get along in this world. That's the way to do it.
So you're saying the show is almost like a version of you if you chose not to get along with the world.
The show is an idealized version of me. Right.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I guess it is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, but...
I'm just looking at... we've been up here 51 minutes.
You're kidding, really?
Well, 50, actually 49 minutes.
I'm starving. Starving.
Do you want to get something to eat later?
No.
By the way, there won't be another discussion backstage of me going, really, do you want to go? Because he just answered. He doesn't really want to. You going to eat at home?
I'll go home. I'll snack a little bit, yeah.
But I love that. That's what you want in friends. I told you ahead of time that my son's bar mitzvah, you wouldn't be invited?
Yes. Yes. He was so nice. He was so great to do that, yeah.
Yeah. But by the way,
he didn't
how
invite
often
me to his
do
son's
say,
bar mitzvah. Like, that was so fantastic. You know?
But most people, you understand, it would be the reverse.
Of course.
Why was I not invited to your son's bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
I'm not good enough. What's going on?
Yeah.
You're thrilled you're not
good enough. Oh, God. So
but that's
thrilled.
But that's our friendship.
Why would an adult, okay? inviting your friend to your son's bar mitzvah. I don't understand. What's the point? Do they want to be at that temple for 2 hours? Do they want to be at the reception with the music and the disc jockey? No.
Have you ever gone to temple and enjoyed yourself? Have you ever gone and went, oh, that rabbi was great, I had a good time, and felt a little more religious than maybe other times? Any good temple moments? Besides us filming
where,
the temples.
Where I walked out of the temple and said to myself, boy, I'm glad I went to that.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad I was there.
That wasn't as bad as I thought.
It's possible that I said that wasn't as bad as I thought. Okay? But it's impossible that I said, I'm glad I went.
Oh, man, that's great. Because I think I may have said that once or twice. That's about it. But you, there's no chance, I know.
Yeah.
Do you ever go swimming?
Nope.
But you have gone swimming.
I have gone swimming. Yes. I have gone swimming.
But you've not gone swimming in a long time.
I didn't go, I haven't been swimming in probably a year. Yeah.
Has the thing aired about Eat, Pray, Love yet? Has that aired on the show yet this year?
Yes. Yes.
That already aired? Which episode was that in?
Five.
That came from a real conversation that we had, because where we were staying in New York, across the street was this giant Eat, Pray, Love poster, and I said to him, I said, what, how much money would it take for you to go see Eat, Pray, Love? And he said, am I broke? I go, no, you're not broke. You're who you are, and you have to go see Eat, Pray, Love. And he thought about it for a good 45 seconds, mind you. And I let him think. I didn't interrupt. $3,000. And it ended up being in the show.
You brought it up on the show, right?
Yeah.
You brought it up on the show. And what did you say on the show?
Same thing. How much is he? Pray, love. He said $3,000.
Yeah.
Awesome. I think it might be the funniest thing you've ever said to me. Because it was so thought out. It was so, you could understand the amount. It just, on every level, it just made sense. So you have,
but the question you should have asked me was, how much would it take you to read the book?
I'm asking you now. Think about it.
You'll have to talk to them for a while.
Okay. See, these are we bet and we do this, and then I get a good answer.
You know what?
But that's so much more of a commitment.
Yes.
Oh my God.
How big is the book? Honestly?
Yes. Yeah, like I said, or maybe I don't know.
Is it 400 pages? Do you think?
No.
300?
Yeah, 300-ish. Love that voice. 300-ish. That's a commitment, my friend. Wait, I'm going to add stuff. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
You got to read it while your neighbors are playing Gershwin. Hold on. And you have to be standing in your pool.
Oh, that would be a lot of cash.
Yeah. I know. So tell me the amount. Think about it.
Well, let's forget the pool factor, because that's too silly. The other thing is possible.
Nothing's possible.
I'm not going to stand in the pool and read the book, okay?
How about a mermaid holds it up for you? I just get more absurd. No, okay. So no pool, just on the couch. But the neighbors are listening to Gershwin, though.
Honest to God, it's a lot of money.
All right, no music in the neighbor.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. More than 10,000?
Yes.
More than 25,000.
You know, we're getting into an uncomfortable area of money now. I really don't want to talk about it because I am, you know, fortunate in that regard that I do have some money. But
well, we do play the game where you're broke.
Yes.
But we're playing that you're who you are now. Because the broke one's not as funny because you do shit for very cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And every week go, you're broke, you go, $10. Yeah. You know. good meal.
Oh, yeah.
So that was Robert Snowden.
Wow. It sounded like more than one person to me.
Yeah, I have no idea how he does that either.
Hmm.
What, how do you think he does it?
I think it's a rare form of throat singing, you know, like they do in tuba.
Anyway, on those cheerful notes.
I love this company. Yes!
That's our 100th
yep.
episode of The Talking Show.
That's exactly right. That's 10 times 10, folks. 10 times 10 episodes of The Talking Show.
See you all later. From us here in the scenic Kaechung penthouse studio, the view overlooking Los Angeles's Chinatown.
Yep, every single bit of it.
I'm Steve Cato.
And I'm Nicholas Miller.
And we've got this bottle of champagne right at the perfect temperature. And I'm going to get this big sword and saber the shit out of it. Knock that cork all the way into the LA River. All the way over there, and pour this thing out and just celebrate the fuck out of today.
Yeah, let's do it.
Big 100.
Yeah. I love this radio station.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks to all of our guests over these 100 episodes. Thanks to Luke and Solomon for starting this station and everyone who works here.
You are the people that made it possible.
That's right. We couldn't be more thrilled.
Thanks, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Sleep tight.